It is from this, as I told you, many other verses have been taken in the Bhagavad Gita. And the very first verse or the sixth section, the design of the Upanishad is in two chapters, and each chapter has got three sections. That's the sixth section. The first verse is the very first verse of the 15th chapter of the Gita, which you chant while you are eating, before eating. Urdhva Moola Madha Shaka. That tree of life, its original is from here. Urdhva Moola Mabak Shaka. Esho Ashwattha Sanatana. Tadeva Shukram Tad Brahma. Tadeva Amrita Mucchade. Tasmin Loka Ashrita Sarve. Tadunati Dikashchana. Etad Vai Tad. This tree of life, whose roots are above and the branches below. You remember the tree? Every time I can go through the whole lot. The tree of life, whose roots are above and branches below. Generally, the trees are roots are below and the branches above. The branches and the trunk and the leaves and the flowers and the fruits of the various parts of the tree are all nothing but earth itself in another form. The roots are plunged in earth. They draw their nurture and nourishment from the earth, and the earth itself in different forms are the trunk, roots, branches, etc. In the same way, the whole universe, as it were, is mushrooming out from something higher. Therefore, the roots are high, branches below. Esha Swatha Sanatanaha. This is the Ashwattha tree, the tree of life, which is Sanadana, the most ancient. Nobody can say when it started. It cannot be defined in time. All that we can say that it started in zero time. And this tree of varieties, a branch is not like the twig, twig is not like the leaf, leaf is not like the flower, flower is not like the petal, petal is not like the petal, sepal, sepal and petal are not like the bud, bud is not like the root, root is not like the trunk. It goes on. Similarly, in this universe, no two things are the same. Constant, different varieties, infinite varieties, but all of them are nurtured, nourished by something higher than matter. Enlivened by something other than matter. And when this is thus rising from him, stemming forth from him, and at every moment it is in contact with him, only when it is in contact with the consciousness that these can function and act, thus the very equipments via my rose from him, existing in him, enlivened by him. And therefore all these things is nothing but that one infinite consciousness, manifested part and the unmanifested part. This great truth, tadeva shukram tad brahma, that alone is this pure knowledge. Shukram, tadeva brahma, this is Brahman, the ultimate reality. There is nothing other than the reality. Reality looked through the concept of time or the mind appears to be the world of BMIPFTOAT. End time, end thoughts, fold up the mind. You see that here and there are one and the same. No difference. Whatever that is there is here. Whatever here is there. Earlier said in the mantra. So then, tadeva amrita uchyate. This is called amrita, the immortal, the eternal, the changeless, the timeless. By the various scriptures of the world. Tasmin loke sirda sarve. All things are hooked on to it. Meaning, every mighty phenomenal forces or the mighty functional forces of powers in us, the seeing, the hearing, the smelling, the tasting, the touching, the feeling, the thinking. All faculties are expressions of this one infinite presence. All of them are depending upon him. By the touch of him, all these enlivening processes or expressions of matter is taking place in the world outside. There is one reality which is in your heart, which is itself everywhere present. Etadvaitad. This is what you asked.